Please allow me to speak while seated. Thank you very much for this big turnout despite your tight schedule. I would like to thank for this big turnout around. And thank you very much for your cooperation and collaboration. And I would like to start the closing results presentation of the first half, first the highlights. Financial services business, except the companies established 1 to 2 years ago, almost all of the financial services business companies now have the platform for the profitability, and also the strengthening of earnings capacity is becoming more evident as the years pass since their establishment. Asset management business, the fundraising for the domestic and overseas funds are proceeding smoothly, and going forward, the operating performance of the funds, in particular, the fintech fund, is expected to further improve. Biotechnology-related business, there is a steady progress in the enhancement of the drug pipeline, with each company's clinical trials moving along smoothly, leading to high expectations for the future. Furthermore, the five ALA-related business is forecast to achieve its first full-year profitability this fiscal year. In 2008, using this five ALA, the drug development and supplement and cosmetics, we started to launch this business of creating these things. And in 2013, we launched the very first drug. And now we expect the full-year profitability. And the recognition of five ALA seems to be rising on a global basis. I said globally because among the experts, the recognition of five ALA is rising among the researchers of global institutions. The number of papers and theses is increasing. Now, I'd like to go into some details of consolidated results. The revenue increased by 5.3% year-on-year in the first half, with 121,284 million yen. And as to the pre-tax profit and the profit for the other period, the decreased by 13.2% or by 33.5%, respectively, but profit attributable to owners of the company, 14,194 million, or up 7.8% ROE. This is the half a year, the times two. And so on an annual basis, plus 0.8 percentage point. The revenue-wise, on the IFRS basis, by segment, financial services business plus 6.9% or 83,563 million. Asset management, 36,327 million, or up 9.1%. Biotechnology-related business, down 39.3%. But for the April-September 2015, $20 million mileage agreement occurred. So this number here reflects that $20 million. And other than that, it is leveled more or less. And others' business, basically, the decline, it's not so relevant. And as to the profit, pre-tax profit basis, financial services business, about 25.3 billion, up 1%. Asset management business, 2,877 million. And the biotechnology-related business, the big negative number, minus 5,178 million. And others, as shown here, the cash flow, the operating activity-related cash flow increased significantly. and the cash flow generated from investing activities and cash used in financial activities, that it is based, that's 3.6 to 3.7 the billion. The cash flow is very abundant. Net cash used in financial activities decreased significantly. And now the dividend per share, the 10 yen per share for the interim the dividend. As to the year-end dividend, it is yet to be decided. But basically, the total shareholder returns ratio of about 40% is our guideline. Well, exceeding 40% is fine, but as much as possible, we do not want to go below 40% line. That is our basic policy. 8 billion yen of buyback was executed from August 3rd to September 5th of this year. So the other buyback of shares and dividend payouts combined, we'd like to achieve at total shareholder return ratio of about 40%. Now, overview of each segment. First, the securities-related business. So for September, the fiscal year 2016 was not a very good term year-on-year basis. Average daily individual brokerage trading value down 29%. So it was not a good term. The market was very sluggish. Under such circumstances, operating revenue decreased only by 4.4% on JGAAP basis. That's the result for SBI Securities. For the operating income and ordinary income, about minus 11% for each, and profit attributable to owners of the company, plus 12.8% or 13,880 million yen. Why the parent company's equity will increase? Well, it is because of the reversal of the provisioning or policy reserves based on the operating results. So the same as any other securities firm. But we are continuing a very high level of the profit, and the other part of it was returned. And the Rakuten, if I remember correctly, did the same thing this year. The comparison among major online companies, the SBI up 12.8%. Monex was in the red. Rakuten, minus 2.8%. Matsui, a big decline, 40.8% down. And Cap.com, minus 38.9% down. Nomura Securities, the only 6.3% down. This is because of the one-off the effect in the first half of this year. About 35 billion yen, the reduction in the overseas the staffing, and that element was gone. And with this number was achieved. So they must have struggled. SMBC Nikko minus 25.3% down. The number of Daiwa is not available yet. And the stock brokerage trading value and commissions and the trading value minus 26.5% as the market was. But on the commission side, the decline was only minus 15.7% year on year. We have many the customers paying high commissions, and so the decline was contained to this level. Interest credit balance decreased by 14.6% year on year. In the second quarter, there was some recovery. Well, open interest credit balance decreased by 14.6% year on year. However, net financial revenue decreased only by 5.9% year on year. This is because we have been doing a fund procurement at the lowest possible rate, and with that, we could contain the decline at 5.9% level. NSBI Securities trading gains and loss trend, plus 84.8% year-on-year basis. FX, the revenue, actually, the 7.7 the billion yen in the first half. It's a big increase, and that contributed to the overall number. And we have the overwhelming customer basis. And on January 18th, the first online securities we became the first online securities company with the number of accounts exceeding 3.5 million, or 3,679,000. And the deposit asset, 9.5 trillion. Rakuten, Monex, Matsui, three together, it's still less than this 9.5 trillion yen of deposit assets of the SBI Securities. As to the share, the trading value, SBI has 35.6%, which the SBI has 36.5% share in the individual margin trading value. SBI liquidity markets before allocation, the operating income achieved a record high. The year-on-year basis, the up 1.9% year-on-year. So that we achieved a record high in the history. Under such that circumstances, that is coming from the ever-increasing number of FX trading accounts and deposit assets. This is the other ranking in terms of number of accounts and deposit assets. SBI Group, SBI Sumishin, the SBI X FX Trade, SBI Sumishin Net Bank, SBI Securities, three companies together, we achieved this number. Next, the banking-related the results.
So we are looking at what's the result as a result of IFRS. It's 1,799,000,000. The year-on-year is plus 57.2%. So steadily, we enjoyed the good growth. Next to the deposits, as of you can see, the deposits is 3,624,200,000,000. Daiwa Next is now finally on the 3 trillion, but the others are still less than 2 trillion yen at low levels, as you can see. Regarding the revenues, this housing loan contributed significantly in terms of balance, steadily increased 2.4 trillion yen. And regarding the volume that we are handling, 3.1 trillion yen as of the October 14th. So refinancing demand after the negative interest rate introduction, it increased in response to that. We have been strongly promoting this business. Other than housing loans, card loans, in terms of balance, it's higher than 100 billion. We reduced the minimum interest to 1.89%. Since then, you can see that we have enjoyed a very strong, significant increase. So regarding the specific purpose loans, the balance is still 14.5 billion. We started offering this from May 2013. The growth is still not sufficient. But year on year, you can see the balance of loans increased 1.3 times year on year. Insurance-related business, SBI Insurance, if you look at number of auto insurance contracts and insurance premium, both are still enjoying double-digit growth, 11%, 12% year-on-year, respectively. First half, compared with the year-on-year and compared with the first half in the previous year, we improved the income before tax to 840 million yen. If you look at the combined ratio, and loss ratio and operating expenses ratio, they significantly decreased. And total combined ratio is 86.8%. So very steadily, we have been enjoying these results. So with this kind of a trajectory, if we grow, then the profitability should also increase. SBI Life Insurance, 1,939,000,000. That's the ordinary income. If you look at the solvency ratio, this is more than 1,300%. So we believe that, again, we are on the right track. Number regarding the small amount short-term insurance companies, we bought Nihon SSI, so we have three. And SBI SSI, which we've had for a while, whose name will be changed to SBI Rista SSI from November 1st. The registered name will be changed from November 1st. And earthquake indemnity insurance has been increasing by 9% year-on-year. And Iki has been doing very well. It has increased 23% year-on-year. And Nihon SSI is right after the M&A. So our power has not really been contributing to this, but still 3%. The number of contracts is voluminous. So for us, we are looking forward to seeing the results of this. Asset management business. About the asset management business, from negative, if you look at the profit before income tax, this is 2.9 billion yen in the positive territory, of which profit and loss from the change in fair value and profit loss on sales of investment securities, it was minus 2.9 billion. If you look at closely, domestic securities and overseas securities. The overseas securities, they were the shackled, minus 5.0 billion yen. But of that minus 5.0 billion, Carbon bio-related company floated the shares on Nasdaq. Because of lockup, the shares cannot be sold. In the first quarter, they listed 4.7 billion losses. In the second quarter, the 1.4 billion losses. So in total, 6.1 billion yen losses. Absorbing that, and somehow with this negative 5.0 billion losses were recorded. After floating the shares, the share prices, the going down would be a problem because of lockup, but we had to handle this. There was incoming money in terms of business. It is solid, but it will take time. It's open on Nasdaq, public, but until the products are launched from the pipeline, it will still take time. So there has been some volatility in the share prices. M&A, IPO, looking at the numbers of IPO and M&A, the full year FY 2015-16, this time 19, a slight increase. Asset management in business, this Korean SBI Savings Bank, the biggest savings bank in Korea, made a contribution. The retail, the performing loans significantly grew. If you look at the balance of performing loans, it is higher than 3.6 trillion won. So more than 400 billion yen worth of performing loans are possessed by this retail. If you look at the new retail credits, 8.1% quarter on quarter. The medium interest rate credit loan product called the CIDA interest rates are from 6.9% to 13.5% made a contribution. So they have been doing very well. It was introduced last December. As for the delinquency ratio, by the end of 2016, decreasing the delinquency ratio to the total credit by less than 10%. Currently, it stands at 11.7%. Without fail, by the end of the calendar year, we would like to bring it down to less than 10%. And they are making a lot of efforts. As for the delinquency ratio of the retail loan, 6.6, very low. Of the retail loan is 6.6%, very low. So the savings bank has now, I think it's fair to say that it has fully recovered. In terms of profitability, we're looking at K-GAAP, Korean GAAP. Over there, January-December is the fiscal year of 2016. So this is the third quarter accumulated numbers. In terms of the Japanese yen, 4.8 billion yen net income has been recorded. Morningstar, they have been doing very well. The net sales increased for 5 consecutive years, and each item of income achieved an increase for 7 consecutive years. They have been doing very well. Operating income and ordinary income, they achieved an historical high for 5 consecutive years. Under this environment, they have been doing very well. While the value is small, steadily on a continued basis, they are now increasing profit. It is because of the prowess of the management. While the business is easy to understand, but for this period of time, they have been able to do this, which is remarkable. CVC funds, corporate venture capital. Now, it's fashionable these days. We are really focusing on this business. Fintech fund, 30 billion yen fundraising is now completed. And now CVC is our focal point. At the moment, 25 billion yen. Nikon SBI Innovation Fund. This is going to be at the fund size up to 10 billion yen. Intage Holdings, what was announced on October 17th, Intage Open Innovation Fund has been jointly set up, up to 5 billion. And there are 10 billion yen whose names they don't want to be disclosed. So 25 billion yen has been already decided. Korea, again steadily, we have been collecting funds in 2016. In terms of the Japanese yen, 13 billion yen. Government-related various organizations have made contribution, 13 billion yen. And as for the other, including other funds, the establishment has been decided, including these 30.3 billion yen. In Korea, again, raising fund has been very good. In certain cases, the joint investment is what we do. And making investment in Korean companies, in the findings, to decide where we are going to invest. There, SBI Investment Korea has many experts concerning fintech companies. Again, many companies have been introduced to us, and then we can make investment. The co-working has been going on. Biotechnology-related business, as I said before, in biotech, we are now making profits. And 5 ally-related business in the first half, 54 million yen, but now making profits. SBI Pharmaceuticals, 299 million yen. Again, we are making profits. Ally promo, we had a lot of advertisement, so minus 162 million, the losses increased. Germany, the consolidated in January 2016, minus 21 million, but in the full year, for sure, we're going to make profits. SBI Ally Hong Kong, at the moment, expenses, personnel expenses have been incurred. And Suzhou Ian Biotech, we call this Ian Biotech. We're waiting for the government approval. It is time-consuming. We are now waiting for the approval. It has been taking time, but this is the extent of the losses we're making. The biggest shackle is the Quark Pharmaceutical, an American company. If everything goes okay, and still, it has been a shackle to our business, overall business. Here, allow me to give you some explanation. There are two phase three ones in the drug discovery pipeline. One is Novartis. With Novartis, milestone agreement has been concluded. If everything turns out okay, contingent to the revenues of the 70 billion yen, phase three is likely to complete by December 2019. In the United States or in Canada, in Europe, it has to be done. In many hospitals, clinical trials are ongoing. That's why it is costing. It's phase three. The peak would be December 2017. Then 70 million, 72 million the minus. And then it will be the FY2019 service, 37 million. It will be completed, and then there will be no significant losses. Well, we will make it or not make it. But we are already at the phase three, and the partner is Novartis, and the Indian major company, Indian Biocon. It's phase three, and it's likely to be end by this July 2019, according to the timetable. Regarding the co-working, three in phase three and two in phase two, three in phase two. And planning to have public offering on the NASDAQ market because we satisfy the requirements. It's a fully owned subsidiary of biotech, but separating this and then independently planning to float the shares on NASDAQ and preparing to do the share floating.
And also SBI Alapromo, as I have explained before, we have spent advertisement expenses. As you saw, we have TV commercials using Hiromi Go. Therefore, the negative amount has increased. But the second quarter, we have suppressed it, and we have turned it into a positive number. So the AllaPlus total sugar down sales have increased by plus 44.5%. And the Consumer Affairs Agency, amongst the 474 foods with function claims, AllaPlus total sugar down 30 capsules was ranked 25th, and 10 capsules was ranked 26th in sales regarding the ranking. Business overview of the SBI Group companies endeavoring to enhance profitability. SBI Biotech, as I have explained, it has achieved profitability. One that has contributed is MedImmune, which is a subsidiary of AstraZeneca. We are licensing it out. We are licensing out the autoimmune disease a drug. And we have allocated milestone payment in second quarter of fiscal year 2016. We have not disclosed the number, but I'm sure you can guess that. And also AMED's subsidy project. This GNKS-356, we are able to receive the subsidy. And SBI 3150-9674, we are discussing the licensing out with a major pharmaceutical company right now. Since Opsibo, there's autoimmune diseases or a checkpoint inhibitor type of a therapeutic drug using the immune system to battle oncology or increase or decrease the immune system and to control the autoimmune. That has been researched for a long term. And finally, the seeds are planted, and that is growing now. And Karna Bioscience, we have licensed out a drug. And they also had a licensing contract with some other company, and we are expecting a milestone payment to us for that. Therefore, the drug pipelines achieving profitability will be achieved this fiscal year. And for Coke, as I have mentioned to you, initiated clinical trials at 75 institutes, mainly in the U.S., as well as Canada, Germany, Brazil. And the work they do with Biocon, they are initiating clinical trials at 66 institutions, mainly in U.S. and Europe. So it does cost money. And for five other related businesses, for the ethical pharmaceuticals, we already have Alaglio, which is a diagnostic agent cancer treatment that is already launched. And also our subsidiary company, Photonamic, has a product called Gliolan for diagnostic agent for cancer treatment. And actinic keratosis, which is considered to be a precursor disease to skin cancer, we have a product called Elocare that is already launched. So we already have three products that have been launched. And as a diagnostic agent for cancer treatment for bladder cancer, has successfully completed the phase 3 and planning to submit for approval. And another diagnostic agent for cancer treatment for peritoneal dissemination of gastric cancer, the Osaka University is leading the phase 3. All of these can become a diagnostic agent for cancer treatment, but we have to conduct a clinical trial for each one of them. That is the rules in Japan. But for example, in a country like Bahrain, if the drug was approved, if a diagnostic agent for cancer treatment drug is approved for brain tumor, then the indication for bladder cancer is automatically approved. And in Bahrain, there's over 10 cases of bladder cancer treatment. And a drug to treat cancer, chemotherapy-induced nephropathy, that originally has successfully completed phase 2 for the chemotherapy-induced anemia clinical trial. But we changed the direction and said, why don't we first do it for the nephropathy? And after that, why not expand the indication and conduct a trial for anemia? The reason being is that if this is approved as a drug to treat cancer, chemotherapy-induced nephropathy, then we can link that to nephropathy induced by diabetes. And we felt that the market for this drug will expand the direction. And the drug to treat mitochondrial diseases, we have completed the phase 2, and we are going to start the confirmatory study, which is a phase 3. And we believe that we don't have to do that much of the clinical trial because this is something that such a drug does not exist in the world yet. So phase 2 concluded in a very good way. And cardiac ischemia reperfusion injury drug clinical trial with Oxford University. The Medicines and Healthcare Product Regulatory Agency in the UK, we made the submission to there. And also the PDT with the University Münster in Munich, and also the Japanese University and us are involved. It's a PDT, but this time using 5-ALA. And using this, the solid brain tumor, something like a 3 centimeter, we want to treat that. It's even though the tumor is located in an area that's difficult to treat with surgery, we are working on the photodynamic therapy, PDT. And I believe we made the announcement today. Neil Farmer in Abu Dhabi, using 5-ALA, we concluded an exclusive license agreement for therapeutic drugs for diabetes and malaria infection. And we'll be receiving a milestone payment for this agreement. Neil Farmer compared to the global major like Pfizer or Smith Klein type of companies. They were manufacturing their generic drugs. They have a manufacturing plant in Abu Dhabi, and in Japan they acquired it from Mitsubishi, and they have it in Brazil and Egypt. Also, they have global production sites, and they manufacture generic drug locally and then sell it locally. And in addition to that, for the first time, they became capable of conducting clinical studies. So all the development costs, they are going to pay for that, and we're able to have this agreement. What's a breakthrough is that as the malaria infection treatment drug in India, National Institute of Malaria Research in India, clinical trial phase 2, phase 3 being conducted has already been agreed with the Indian government because India has a large number of malaria patients. Therefore, this part for me together with these people entering the Indian market. I'm looking very much forward to it. And this Nail Pharma company received money from the king, Arabian king, and started the company. In this company group, there is a largest private hospital located in Abu Dhabi, NMC Health PLC, which receives over 3 million patients a visit per year. And they're also listed in the London Stock Exchange. So it seems that this product is going to be prescribed a lot and also used for food too. 5-ALA will be used for food items too. And this is the patents held by SBI Pharmaceuticals in Japan, total of 37 patents. The metabolic syndrome, everything, all of that is included. And centered in the United States and overseas, 20 out of the 37, we have 20 patents overseas. So in the global researchers, 5-ALA is recognized more and more, and that is reflected in this number. And Marlane's Defense Force Hospital, Royal Medical Services, here, as the health food, 5-ALA, like supplements, and also selling a supplement that includes iron, which includes a sodium ferrous citrate, and we prescribe the 5-ALA up to 200 milligrams per day in two divided doses. And the patients with type 2 diabetes who are taking concomitant antibiotic medications, it showed the effect of that and safety was confirmed. And this content was published in a medical journal. So our name was listed there too, so that's why our recognition is going up. And as for the SBI Pharmaceuticals toward the realization of early profitability, we are progressing the out-licensing of technology in the fields of for the pharmaceutical and food. Health food. We have 37 patents. So one by one, what we can license out, we would like to license out, and what we can develop on our own, we would like to develop on our own. As for the health food, 5-ALA handling stores have exceeded 10,681. ALA Plus Toe down is 9,065 stores. And also, LOX, many Chinese tourists visit and buy the products. China has more diabetic patients because they have a population that's larger than Japan. So they wanted us to sell the products. So we have put the product in there too. And also leading drugstore chains. All of them are selling our products. And also Rizap, at a promo change of sales, there's a comparison within the first half. It is increasing quite a bit to 430 billion yen plus 115.5%. It has increased more than double. And within that, about 54 million was due to the Rizap's private product active. And starting this October, we are going to sell aging care supplement for a woman named Pristy. And all of this is done to increase the recognition level of 5-ALA, and the Rizap group is working on this. And also for the foods with function claims, we wanted to further expand 5-ALA with Hiroshima University. We have helping relieve hangovers and fatigue, male menopause and fertility improvement with Juntendo University, and improvement in the exercise capacity with Juntendo University. So you can see that in 2017-2018, we are working on this. It seems that the Olympians also, there are many who are taking this five ala, the swimming Olympians too. So, of course, this does not violate the doping rules. It's all made from natural items. So it is becoming quite popular. And initiatives to realize sustainable growth over the medium to longer term. There are 3 points, and I'd like to explain one by one. First of all, is a further promoting the transition to an earning structure that is not overly dependent on the stock market. And related to that, there are 2 points. Since we have established a group, we were aiming to make it into an ecosystem, and we are going to have the synergies and mutual evolutions, and wanted to rapidly grow our profitability, and we have been working on that all this way. And as a result of that, at the end, in the stock market, we were able to create earning structures that is not overly dependent on the stock market. So within the securities area, the synergy effect within the ecosystem, you can see that there's only 13 months from 500,000 to 1 million accounts, and from 2.5 million to 3 million accounts, only 19 months, and from 3 to 3.5, it's only 19 months. So since around that, you'll see that from 2 million to 2.5 million is a 23, and from 2.5 to 3 million is 19 months, and from 3 to 3.5 million is 19 months. Like you can see it in this way, this synergies and mutual evolution was working very well within the financial ecosystem. Therefore, we were able to speedily expand the client customer base. Looking at the number of accounts, in 2011, end of June to end of September 2016, in the annual rate, in a CAGR, compound annual rate, we have achieved a 9.8% growth. Nomura is 1.6% during the same period. Daiwa is 2.3% during the same period. SMBC is 1.1%. So in a long time ago, they have left the race. So I think it's just an issue of time for them. So the difference between single-digit growth and a double-digit growth, there is a clear difference. It's a simple calculation.
For NISA, SBI has 900,000, the Nomura 1.6, the 7 million the accounts, and Kabukomu Matsui have the much smaller number of accounts. Important thing is that with 900,000 accounts, we have 46% of the new customers opening NISA accounts, while the average in the industry is only 25%. Among 46.4% of the new customers, the 66.6% are beginner investors. As much as 66.6% are beginner investors. So in that sense, our customers are the customers who will bring us future business. And the active account ratio of 65% against the 59.1% for the entire industry. Now, banking also the benefit of the financial ecosystem at 20 months from 1.1 million to 1.5, but only 19 months from 1.5 million to 2 million, but only 18 months from 2 million to 2.5 million accounts for the housing the loans. 17 months from 1 trillion to 1.5 trillion, 14 months from 1.5 to 2 trillion, and 12 months from 2 trillion to 2.5 trillion, and 10 months from 2.5 trillion to 3 trillion, the housing loan. So the pace is being accelerated. I think this is an unprecedented phenomenon. We have not observed anything like this anywhere else. Now, the SBI insurance, 19 months, 17 months increased by 200,000 from 600,000 to 800,000. It took 28 months. And of course, we could do it faster, but in case of SBI, in case of life insurance, non-life insurance, when the business increases, you need to accumulate more policy reserves, which are counted as expenses. And if that continues, it would take more time to achieve profitability. So we intentionally decreased the pace. But as you can see, the SBI insurance is increasing its business by more than 10%. So if we try to do so, we can get more number of contracts. As a result, the IFRS-based the pre-tax profit, the SBI Securities weight has decreased from 89.4% in fiscal year 2013 to 60.6% in the first half of 2016. The insurance business was in negative, but now it's in the positive arena. So our group financial portfolio has changed significantly. Operating revenue of SBI Securities changed quite a bit. The commissions in fiscal year 2005, when the market was in the boom, was 66.7%, which was now halved to 32.8% in the first half fiscal year 2016. The trading gains and losses, underwriting, sales commissions, and sales commissions, financial revenues are becoming bigger sources of revenue. And we would like to reduce dependency on commissions below 20%. Using the financial ecosystem effectively, we have been reducing dependency on equity market in our business portfolio, and also we have been diversifying our products and services. And that's what we have been doing, for example, securities-related business on the service-based basis. Number of IPOs underwritten has been increasing to increase other corporate business. We underwrote 30 companies, including four as a lead manager during April-September 2016. 30 companies, among 33 all the listed companies during the same other period, there are only three companies who did not use SBI for IPO. So our underwriting ratio or share is 90.9% is overwhelming. And it's not only IPO that the POs underwriting, that we are focusing more on the POs as well. And more recently, the discussions about IDECO or Individual Type Defined Contribution Pension Program, so-called Defined Contribution or DC, we have been working on a DC for quite some time. And as you can see, balance of investment trust for 401k, 64 billion yen by SBI Securities. And we are going to improve the product line for IDECO. And this is going to be the biggest the market following or above the NISA. And currently, this IDECO, the acquisition of new customers, SBI Securities is ranked number one in the industry. And the number of monthly requests for brochure in September and October compared to May, because in May, the other related act was amended. And because of that amendment, it drew lots of attention, the September and October, by 2.3 times and 4.7 times, respectively, against May. That was the other increase. SBI Japan Next. The PTS, the user friendliness that should be improved. And for that, we are going to extend nighttime trading session by moving up the starting time from 7 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. So it's a big extension of nighttime trading. And also, in March next year, the trading of the JGB that will be available in March 2017 using PTS. And of course, for that, we need to get an approval from the authorities. But we are getting very good the authorities, the domestic and overseas investors are very much interested in this trading. And I have been working on this via PTS, the margin trading possibility. And in August, Nippon Keizai Shimbun and more recently Yomiuri newspaper reported on this. So it's very likely that Japan is reaching the global standard, allowing margin trading on PTS. Now, SBI BITS, this is our systems house. BITS stands for Better IT Solutions. It has 235 employees, among which there are 140 or 60% of 235 employees are non-Japanese, highly skilled IT staff. They are very capable of the development. They have lots of new ideas, and myself and Takamura-san are very looking forward to meeting with them. And the number of ventures used by SBI Securities has been reduced already at the end of June. It was 15 vendors, and now it has reduced to 6 vendors. And that's a continuous effort. And what do we outsource is now done in-house, and the cost has been reduced significantly. The system cost for outside vendors should be reduced by 20%. I would say it should be reduced by 30%. Structuring the system of global asset allocation. Recently, we bought 25% of the stake in First Guardian Equities in Sri Lanka, and we are planning to acquire more. To explore institutional investors, we are going to use effectively short-term Sri Lanka sovereign with about 10% yield. And SBI Securities tapped the market with Canadian provincial bonds. And the reaction from the other financial institutions investors was very good. Now that the financial institution sales department is established with about 14 members, so we would like to continue to launch such products. And as we announced today, we are going to establish a joint venture with Gold Bullion International called SBI Gold. And with PIMCO, we created SBI Bond Investment Management. As of the end of September, well, actually, that this company was established in December 2015, and as of the end of September 2016, we entrusted 50 billion yen to PIMCO. And here it says for regional banks, as I mentioned before, we are going to set up the private placement of Canadian provincial funds, and we'd like to explore more for the SBI Securities Trust balance, the 1,197.1 billion yen, and it is not coming down. It is at the very high level. RAP type fund, SBI Global Wrap-Up Fund, we exceeded 10 billion yen within 3 months, and the SBI PIMCO Japan Better Income Fund exceeded the 10 billion yen within a month, and the ETF balance, the 292.6 billion as of the end of September. And this is what we established today, the joint venture with the GBI. It's between SBI Group and the GBI. We established SBI Gold. And the GBI that is providing platform to the Royal Mint in the UK and the UBS Merrill Lynch for gold trading. as the dollar value goes down, when the positioning of the USD or status as the most important currency, the value of gold goes up. That's why we established this the new company. Now, banking-related business, as I mentioned earlier, with negative interest rate policy, housing loan refinancing demand increased to 3.5 year-on-year, with the average number of applications for refinancing from April to September 2015 being one. And in October, we launched the new business, the credit card merchant acquiring business, using effectively Zelle, which is 100% subsidiary of SBI Axis. We are going to achieve lower merchant fees, which is good for Zelle. And also, we offer a business loan service based on accounting transactions called Lending One at the same time. Now, insurance-related business. We start to sell fire insurance. It's not up and running really yet, but we are going to start it, and we are making actions for that. And as you can see, cooperating with our joint venture, the bank and the Alfi, or the SBI Mortgage as an old name, that we have 10.32% stake, and using them, we are going to sell the fire insurance at a low cost. As to life the insurance, we are coming up with new products. With Fink, we will start to provide a health management application within the November, and also a new personal insurance product will be developed.
SSI business, September, as I said before, Nihon SSI was acquired. With this, in comparison to other SSI groups, there are big three SSI groups, but by acquiring Nihon SSI, we are now part of them. We are now one of the three big players of SSI companies. Regarding these three major groups, each has characteristics. Regarding our characteristics, we have the broad lineup covering three areas and offering the wide advantageous capabilities for more expansive strategy. We would like to grow them further. We establish a reinsurance company. Again, cost reduction that currently is paid to the external players outside of the group. Now, to the second strategy to ensure the sustainable growth. We would like to have it promote the establishment of the new fintech ecosystem by promptly adopting the technological innovations in finance. So first, what we have done, establishing a fintech fund, 30 billion yen total commitment amount. Over 20 regional banks are now participating, and still some would like to participate. And some of them are saying that, why don't we establish a second one? We have used 7 billion out of this 30 billion. You might think that already 7 billion, but we have already made investment in 27 companies, 7 billion yen. So from holdings, investment has been made. So 14 billion yen in fintech areas, investment has been made. And expected exit within 2017, 3. So in the next year, 3. And within 2018, 4 companies. 2019, 5. After 2020, 11. So to be determined, 4. So when their shares are floated, riding on this wave, the values would really increase, which means that our fund's performance are likely to enjoy the great boost. Having said that, regarding fintech funds, the core technology, one of the core technology is blockchain technology. The American Ripple, the Korean CoinPlug, and Japan's Bitflyer, Orb, and Coin Japan, made a lot of investment in various areas, and IoT, Internet of Things, two Israeli companies, our investees, the GMS, Global Mobility Service, is another, big data, settlement, crowdfunding, a robo-advisor in other areas, and also in a cloud accounting, money forward, free, or security, Kako. In various companies, again, we made investment. It's not just hoping for the better performance after making investment. In our case, we have this ecosystem with FinTech 1.0. Now, by spending 16 years, we thought that it's now completed. But now it has to be evolved into FinTech 2.0. So FinTech 1, FinTech 2, in the evolution process, what are necessary? Various technologies required. In particular, application 1.0 and 2.0 has to be bridged. These application softwares are now necessary. We would like these investees to offer them. So with blockchain as a core, according to Ripple, they are saying beyond blockchain, technology that goes beyond blockchain has been developed. Chris Larson, when he came to Tokyo, he said that. But in our case, we can just introduce the best one. So as long as we judge something as the best, we're going to introduce them in our ecosystem faster than anybody, better functioning than anybody's. It has to be introduced. And in terms of cost, it has to be as low as possible. Rather than developing things from scratch, we would like to co-work with our investees. As a result, the investment cost can go down significantly. And when we develop something, we are going to sell them. To whom? Regional banks can be our target then. So to regional banks, what kind of approach should be taken? I would like to come back to this later in our strategy. To proactively utilize new technologies possessed by the investee venture companies in the financial services business for the establishment of the new fintech ecosystem. Things are going on rapidly. The 15 of the top 50 global banks have begun commercial use, the Ripple Connector, and more than 30 banks are using, they have already completed the demonstration projects. It's remarkable, the BIT license, and the XRP in the state of New York. It has already been, Ripple received New York's first BIT license, to engage in virtual currency activity, and six new financial institutions are participating in the Ripple's global settlement network, R3CUV. This is an American venture company. And a new consortium, the new bank consortium, the central provider of domestic cross-border payment was established with Japanese 42 banks. And what is the significance of participating in this? Global standard needs to be introduced as soon as possible. And in creating global standards, we would like to again make a contribution to them. XRP using with Ripple's digital assets, the XRP, the R3 International Blockchain Consortium tries interbank cross-border payments with Ripple's digital asset XRP with 12 banks. So Ripple and us has strong, intimate relationship. We have built this. SBI Ripple Asia has been established. Going forward, in a significant manner, it would be a locomotive for a strong lead in SBI Securities, IBM, NRI, and we are participating in a demonstration test conducted to utilize blockchain technology in the stock market by the Japan Exchange Group in collaboration with IBM Japan and NRI. For the operating process of bonds from issuance to redemption, initiated demonstration test toward the utilization of blockchain in collaboration with IBM and launched SBI Fund Robo, a supporting tool in selecting investment trust on July 21st, 2016, together with Morningstar. And going forward, and in robotics, in the robotics algorithm with Wealth Navi, we had partnership. approximately 80% of SBI Securities' new customer accounts are neophyte investors in April, September, according to the survey conducted using questionnaire. According to the questionnaire, the majority of SBI Securities customers answered that they would like to use robo-advisors. We would like to make investment in the best ones at this SBI Securities. We would like to use them and utilize them and get, of course, the profits. To the extent that is reasonable, we would like to, again, share the profits together with Wealth Navi. With the single sign-in from the we're planning the implementation of a direct login from SBI Securities website to Wealth Navi's website using this single sign-on. As for the Morningstar, the robo-advisor operation tool have already introduced this, like major securities companies, and they have a great one. As for the liquidity market, the progressing the consideration of derivative training service utilizing blockchain technology. In March 2017 fiscal period, planning to introduce it in the period of March 2017, we would like to launch them as soon as possible. SBI Virtual Currencies, yes, it's been newly established. It has been established, right? No. The release has been made. We are going to make an announcement. Bitcoin XRP, this is a Ripple's XRP. It'll be these we traded. Ultimately, as a local currency, creating local currencies in different localities, and then they perhaps can be exchanged using here. And perhaps they can be traded with the yen or even the US dollar. We would like to do those different various kinds of tradings in the future. We have various group companies by integrating our wisdom. We would like to realize them for the first time in the world. Multi-currency. Well, Bitcoin is already exchanged in some exchanges, and XRP is exchanged. But exchange house that can exchange anything by offering the appropriate ratio as a means of trading, allowing virtual currencies. Korea is now emulating Japan, and there has been some development. But I think this is going to be the worldwide trend. When that happens, SBI Virtual Currencies, this company, can enjoy a great leap. That's why we are going to establish this company. Sumishin at SBI Net Bank, again, succeeded in Japan's first blockchain demonstration test for accounting operations and transaction lending. In our investees, and together with our investees, having partnerships, various user data has been accumulated, cash flow, and the suppliers, various information, and also screening based on the unified dynamic information, relevant transactions, by having them, lowering the bad loan, risks, and then conduct lending business. SBI Axis partnership, again, this is for lending. Lending One is based on that concept. It has already started from the October 3rd, 2016, offering the service to 7,263 credit card merchants that have applied credit card settlement services and application programming interface, API. This is a mechanism to enable the management of data and software functions from an outside program source. This is an API system. We would like to open this API system and create API economy. We advancing the development and the provision of an automatic savings service utilizing API Foundation in collaboration with the Infocurion Group. When the money becomes available, then it can be automatically transferred to the account. We would like to create that kind of a system. To get the same holds true for Wealth Navi, from savings to investment. That is what we would like to do. with smart applications, having partnerships with them, and Visa debit, cash cards with Visa debit. For the first time in Japan, the small amount investment. Sometimes you have a small change, you don't really invest, but even a small drop can make a big the amount of water. So we are, again, from savings to investment. We would like to do that. Using IoT, developing auto loans. I already talked about GMS, that we made investment in GMS. Using their terminals, MCCS, we would like to develop new auto loans. Not just to screening their income, to ensure the good collection of the receivables. That's important. When there is an auto loan, you must make sure that there's going to be collection. If they are not paid back, then we can remotely stop their vehicles. That's the system that has been developed. By stopping the vehicle, then cancel the loan. That's also possible. In a very short period of time, we could collect the receivables. We could collect our credits. Together with Hitachi, Hitachi Inspired Next. This is AI, artificial intelligence. By using their AI, we would like to build a screening model, such as using economic indicators, chronological change, and in various data. And then you accelerate the screening and the precision of the loan credit. Insurance business, GMS, ZMB, together with them, ZMB is talking about floating the shares. Then there have been some increase of the related shares. I don't know whether they're going to float the shares or not, but developing a personalized insurance product to calculate premiums according to mileage and driving behavior results. Such products is what we are trying to work on. And as for the life insurance, together with Fink, more personalized insurance product is what we would like to create. Now, the SBI Group and regional financial institutions contribute to regional revitalization through strengthened alliances. For midterm growth, to sustain that, again, I am really focused on this.
The three pillars that support the regional economy will be the regional, local governments, regional industries, and regional financial institutions. And so we would like to revitalize that, provide a local or hometown type of loan, provide loan to the industries, and also by issuing a regional currency, we would like to revitalize that area. And so that currency, that will become a currency that can be traded in the exchange. We can imagine a quite exciting outcome. And people will think, oh, that's exciting. I would like to visit such a regional area. Of course, within the partnership with the fintech venture that we have invested in, there's various technologies. For example, the e-commerce platform, we will provide that to a regional business company. And this company is developing it in 30 seconds without monthly fee. It's just a commission or fee for the payment or settlement process. There are companies such as that. So by utilizing such companies, or very easily be able to share the credit information, or our banks will back us up, or the regional financial institutions or banks will back us up. And this paydit, this exchange technology, we can utilize that in the farming area. We would like to packaging a cash and payment means for farms and other businesses. We are investing in these companies too. So roadmap for regional financial institutions, corporate value enhancement, right now it's a negative interest policy. So the corporate culture is deteriorated. So midterm, this fintech presence is going to increase and increase. And if you are falling behind that, then you won't be able to join this the fintech revolution. And in long term, the management base itself is going to downsize and downsides due to the declining population. So something has to be done. Just merging Bank A and Bank B is insufficient. We will have to provide a technology or provide the innovative ideas or innovative alliance. Then we'd like to change it all over so that we can vitalize these regional areas. And this is a summary of what we would like to do. By partnering with SBI Money Plaza, it becomes possible to develop a new customer base and to provide various financial products on a one-stop basis. Through the establishment of the Regional Bank Value Creation Fund, this is a provisional name, proposing a solution to the dissolution of cross-shareholding and a new financial business and that utilizes fintech technology. So cross-shareholding is done between the financial institutions. That is so unmeaningful. The capital has to be used efficiently and effectively. And this macroeconomic situation, which is not recovering at all, we will have to do something about this. Financial institutions, by significantly reducing the domestic exchange transactions fees by utilizing the blockchain technology that the SBI Group will develop, will ensure their competitive advantage. By doing so, we would like to establish the competitive edge of the regional financial institutions. The overseas network that we have established, have them utilize that and provide the opportunities to make investment or receive investments from overseas. This is in 2000 yen, Suruga Bank, SoftBank branch was created, and Suruga Bank became the number one branch within the this branch became the number one branch within Suruga Bank. And we said, why don't we make it an online banking? And then Mr. Okano of Suruga Bank said, no, I don't want to do it. So we didn't do that. So we stopped doing this SoftBank branch of Suruga Bank. So a similar thing, I would like to do that. So as a branch, I would like to establish that within the regional financial institutions or SBI. In the same way as SBI Money Plaza, we'll say Subsidization Bank, SBI Money Plaza Incorporated, we'll create a lot of those, and we will expand that business. And by doing that, our Money Plaza's provided products lineup can be utilized by them. For example, right now, out of over 100 of the regional financial institutions, there's only 61 that have the pure play online branches. They don't do life insurance, non-life, or foreign exchange. They only do mainly deposits. They only do the ordinary fixed and foreign currency deposits or just investment trusts. That's the only product lineup. With just this, they won't be able to win in the coming eras. Or of the 105 regional banks, 16 have a security subsidiary. And 64 is a first-tier regional banks, but only out of that, 16 banks are the only one that have a security subsidiaries. The largest securities is a 351, the number of investment trusts. We, the public one, is 2,036. And out of that, no load is 1,015. You can see that much of a gap in terms of product lineup. Which will we use? You can use it this way. Of course, people are going to select our service. With this, the regional financial institutions or banks or the subsidiaries, security companies of such a regional bank will lose the fight. So we're saying, instead of that, why don't we partner with us? And then we will create a regional bank value creation fund, about 100 billion yen. And we will provide them with a package of our fintech technology. And through that, the implementation cost will be largely reduced than by individually doing it. And they will be able to implement the best and the regional economic growth can be promoted. And in order to do that, we are going to establish this probably in a company manner in the SBI Technology Incubation Center. With IBM, with the fintech program, the open AP promoting the practical and widespread use of fintech services, including the support of financial institutions' open API. We have this program with IBM, but we would like to create this SBI Technology Incubation Center as a company. And through that, towards the regional financial institutions, we wanted to implement programs. And by co-development, we would like to optimize the development costs. This fintech company, ABC, with just the technology that they hold, each individual company has a limitation in growth. But by them partnering with us, they will be able to expand various areas, and they also will have an increase in the areas that they can actually utilize their capabilities. If you just think small, you will not grow large. And so there's not going to be a meaningful thing at the end. So this is what we'd like to avoid. And this is the representing image we have that we'd like to achieve. So crowdfunding, music, securities that we are making investment. The local SMEs, we'd like to provide loans to them, and we will back them up. Or the regional banks can back them up. They can be that. Base, the EC commerce platform. 30 seconds. They can provide that in 30 seconds. So we can provide that to these regional banks. And all the fintech technology, we can do that. Or in the agricultural area, we have a planet table. And that in the regional economy, a main industry, which is agriculture. We are trying to provide them with a package. And also the regional currency that we'd like to issue that Orbis are working on, we would like to incorporate that also. So there are various ideas. So it's not just, if you just say we're going to issue a regional currency, if there's no incentive attached to that, no one is going to want to have that. Let's say 10,000 yen you pay, you buy the regional currency, and if there's a 500 yen incentive, then they will do that. You have to create such an incentive. How are we going to do that? We have various ideas. For example, right now, for example, here, SBI Energy. We have the small size hydro power generation. And so the water flows, it's a clean water that flows. And using the flow volume of this water, the turbine is rotated and the power is generated. This type of power generation, why don't we continue constructing those? And then the local community will earn money from that, and that money can be used as an incentive for their local or regional currency. And then the local government, in order to create such a system, the project finance, that can be done by the regional financial institutions, and they can actually contribute to some sort of an incentive. And lending also. In the near future, with the SBI Sumishin Net Bank, we would like to collaborate them, or with our shareholder, Mitsui Sumitomo Trust, collaborate with them also. The algorithm of the screening, we should provide that in order to revitalize the regional areas. I want to actually open up everything. And so that it will be for the regional areas, it will be for the people. If you do something like that, you will never lose. That is my philosophy. That is why with 1/23rd of the fee of Nomura Securities, we are selling the shares. And with that, we are increasing this revenue this much, and we are acquiring this much of market share. So just being trying to keep everything to yourself, if you do such a thing, your business is not going to expand nor increase. If you want to do that, you need to keep opening what you have or providing that to others, providing what you have to others. That's the key. So open innovation in that sense will become a key word. So deposit fee, 30,000 under 30,000 yen, less than 30,000 yen. The average of the major banks is like 570 yen. Like how much money? Do you need to make? Or with 30,000 or more, it's 792 yen. And for us, still, we have 165 yen, 258 yen. For the average of three megabanks, it's 260 yen, 432 yen. For us, it's 51 yen, 51 yen. And that is utilizing the blockchain technology and by reducing the foreign exchange of fees. This is going to be the financial institution remittance revolution. And so what we're trying to do is centralize domestic and foreign payments, reducing operation costs, settlement on real-time basis 24 hours a day, reducing payment infrastructure costs, reducing banks' payment costs, and reducing customers' commissions fee. We'll be doing this, and we'll say, who would like to do this with me? I thought there'll be about 15 banks, but this consortium that was established in October this year, this was to centralize domestic and foreign exchange utilizing a blockchain. Actually, 32 banks have joined us. This is actually a revolutionary thing. It's like in overseas, it's what's going to happen to SWIFT? And it's almost majority of the Zanging net. What that means is that everything, it's a sign that everything is going to change. FSA is supporting us. Bank of Japan is inviting me to give a lecture towards about 400 financial institution personnels. So we are entering this changing era. The 42 banks are listed here, and overseas investment and lending opportunity. We're going to disclose that, open that up to everyone. The mega banks, they do the loaning activities, investment activities overseas, and they are making money or trying to make money. But regional banks, they won't be able to do the same thing. So at that time, we will provide all our channels too. And let's work together in partnership for Japan, for the world, for you, for us. Let's work together is the concept behind all this. And efforts towards the actualization of intrinsic corporate value through IPOs. Our value is far away from the market cap. And to realize that is my large theme. And one way is to disclose what we have and actually give it a price in the market. Therefore, within this flow, the SBI FinTech Solutions, we are social lending, remittance, or SBI Business Solutions, a money look, e-loan. We are going to make that all into one and create it into SBI FinTech Solutions. And biotech is going to also become listed too. And we'd like to bring it in the direction of listing. And Quark too, they will be listed in NASDAQ. And the insurance holding company, let's create that, is the plan right now. And with receiving the approval from FSA, we'd like to establish an insurance holding company. And this insurance holding company, underneath that, all the insurance-related companies, we would like to IPO them, make them public. And also reinsurance company also is going to be included in here, but it's left out in this slide. We will have to do that because under the anti-monopoly law, the holding company that is stipulated in the anti-monopoly law. And if we are positioned an insurance holding company, we won't be able to do any bio technology type of business. So that's why we'll have to become public. And even with that, may not be sufficient. So there may be a necessity that we have to have somebody else hold the shares. The project team preparing for this has newly been established. Therefore, with this, it's exactly at 6 o'clock, so I'd like to complete my presentation. Thank you very much for your kind attention.